I thought when I picked up the book that you would be a crusading nutritionist, hammering ancient grains into us, but you like them because?
They're very tasty. They bring amazing flavors, textures, rich textures, and even what I love, also stunning colors to a table. And so for me, the reason to write the book was I felt for way too long, the only label we've given whole grains are, they're all so good for you, you better eat them. Otherwise, you will, whatever, get this disease or this disease. And so for me, you know, I was very lucky. I was raised in Germany and Greece, and both cultures still have, you know, whole grains are still part of the culinary fabric in both cultures. And so in Greece, traditionally, we have, you know, to this day, we have bulgur in lots of recipes. We have traditionally still in ceremonial preparations, we have wheat berries that we eat, whole wheat berries. We have a dark barley rusk from whole grain barley, which is very rustic and absolutely delicious, traditionally from the Greek islands. In Germany, anyone that's traveled to Germany will have seen the country's amazing rustic breads that are often made still with 100% whole grain.
Sometimes take two men to lift them. They're so heavy
dense. My dad would bring home these huge loaves. I mean, one slice would be as long as my arm, or as, you know, I sometimes say almost like a tire of a bike, so big. But they're absolutely fantastic. And often flavored, which is also what I've done in one or two of the recipes, you know, with cardamom, fennel, anise. So there's lots of, you know, beautiful long bread baking tradition. And so when I lived in the US, I noticed that whole grains were always just about healthy eating. And I felt like there's so much more to them. I love healthy food. Obviously, it's great that they're healthy. But a lot of other food is healthy too. And we say it tastes good with whole grains. We never say that. And so I felt like, but they do taste so fantastic. And they have all these different flavors. And that's what I wrote the book for, to really highlight, you know, in each grain, when I use it in a recipe, I try to highlight its distinct character and flavor. So that was what my passion is. And that's why I wrote the book. I felt like that was really missing.
I'm a late convert to this. I only discovered quinoa about less than a year ago, which it's actually really good. I mean, I like it. I did that because I'm low carb, trying to reduce my immenseness. So which of these grains, aside from quinoa, would be good for kind of low carbish people like me?
Mm-hmm. That's actually very interesting. I'm not a believer in the low carb. I think if you make them a center of your plate and use, you know, lots of vegetables and then meat and fish as an accent, which is what I've done in the book, much smaller portions than typically, you actually will be surprised how long they will keep you going. And so you might over time even lose weight without noticing, right? And I found one of the things that was also for me very interesting, as a young woman, I was on a diet all the time, like pretty much every girl or every young woman, and many people are all the time. And so when I discovered when whole grains came into my life, I never was on a diet again, ever. And that's really the beauty of it. I mean, for me, that's something that I really feel also people, you know, we have given grains or starch a bad name, but I think in the form of whole grains, because they keep you full really for quite some time and are very nourishing, you'll be surprised, right, how this might change your life. And you might actually not have to be, I'm a total, you know, I don't know, low carb, high carb girl, because if I don't have carbohydrates, I really suffer. I mean, it's something for me, it's like the base of life. And it was interesting to me when we traveled, and anyone that's traveled to India or Asia or even in Africa, I mean, grains are the center of the plate in the traditional diet. And I find that really quite interesting, right? And of course, traditionally, they have also most often be whole grains, right? So I encourage you to look further,
okay,
to look at a couple others, but we might talk about that, which others might be as appealing as quinoa.
Give me a farro recipe that I can try that would get me into it, that wouldn't take a lifetime to do, and could make a convert out of me.
Right, yeah. My very favorite and great for the season right now is a creamy farro with honey roasted grapes. So I roast, I simmer the farro together with anise and with a cinnamon stick. So that really brings out its flavor. I believe farro has a hint of cinnamon. I can detect it. Some say it makes the best pasta as a flour. And it's a very malleable, it's a wonderful grain. It has a lot of starch, similar to barley. And so I simmer the farro for 25 minutes, and in that time I roast the grapes. I add a little bit of either heavy whipping cream, which is very delicious, or half and half, and a bit of vanilla, and your breakfast is ready. It's a beautiful, you know, especially on the weekend when you have a little bit more time. I mean, this takes about 20, 25 minutes to make, but it's absolutely delicious. It's not much work, really, so you should try that.
I think you have a convert here.
Enjoy.
The book is Ancient Grains for Modern Meals. I've been speaking with the author, Maria Speck, and Ancient Grains for Modern Meals, Mediterranean whole grain recipes for barley, farro, kamut, polenta, wheat berries, and more, published by 10-Speed Press, distributed in Canada by Random House.